Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Tuesday, we got an update on field conditions in Ransom County. NDSU Extension Agent from Ransom County, Brian Zimpricht, is going to join us. Brian, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are things down in Lisbon? Are you guys picking up some snow down there as well? I guess I didn't pull up the radar, but how are things looking today?
Oh, yeah. We've got some snow flying, mixed snow, rain, whatever you want to call it. So, little bit of dusting on the ground.
Well, let's talk spring planting. What's been going on in Ransom County? Is it kind of, depending on what crop you're planting, maybe a little bit of wheat has gone in like pretty much everywhere else, and then kind of wait and see on the rest of it, or what is going on near Lisbon?
Yeah, we had a pretty good start going up until last Tuesday when the rain started to come, and thankful that we did start to see some rain, and hopefully we're seeing some moisture out in western North Dakota as well to help those guys out. But a lot of field work was taking place right after that Easter time period, maybe just a little before that, and getting fields ready, putting down some fertilizer, anhydrous, those types of things. A little bit of tillage going on, not a whole lot. Yeah, some wheat was going in. I think we started to also see some corn going in as well.
Really? What was the moisture situation like? I know that, obviously you guys had drier conditions than you would prefer, but it's not as bad there as it is in western North Dakota. What is the moisture situation? Is, I guess even with the current stuff mixed in, are things pretty good? Or are people hopeful, or do you still need a bunch more moisture?
Yeah, you know, we were hopeful before the moisture came. It's definitely a nice sight, because I believe the last real noticeable or measurable precip that we had was back in September. Mm. So things were getting dried out, especially the topsoil moisture was pretty much depleted at this point with those high winds and everything. That just sucked that moisture right out. Where we were hopeful was we felt we were sitting pretty good yet with our subsoil moisture, that if we could get the crop in the ground and get going, they would be able to get down into some moisture, and our crops would probably fare fairly good this summer without too much moisture. Now, where we needed the moisture was to really get our pastures and hay ground going. Those areas really needed the moisture to get going, and this moisture over the last week is what we needed. Now we just need the heat and sunshine to come back, and those pastures and hayland are really going to take off. Once we get the crop in the ground, this topsoil moisture is going to benefit those crops as well to really get them going, and so that they can get down to that subsoil moisture now.
Again, that was Brian Zimpricht, the extension agent for Ransom County. This is Inside Agriculture.